Lord, will only a few people be saved? Was a question asked by one of the people who approached Jesus in today's gospel. Have you ever been asked, are you saved? On two occasions, I was asked that question. One night I was leaving after Confessions of St. Leo's. I was going back to the rectory, and across the street was a young teenager and says, hey, mister, are you saved? Well, of course, I said, yes, I am. But I first was taken aback at the question, because that normally isn't even asked of a priest. But are you saved? You know, when you read in the book of Revelations that only 144,000 people will be saved. There are 2 billion people in the world today. Your chances and mine are pretty slim, aren't they? But we do ask the question, hey, will I be one of those select few? Will I be saved? Well, you can all rest and not worry. Don't be anxious. You know, there is no biblical proof or theological basis or moral proof of the fact that there's only a certain number of people who will be saved. God is the one who will decide who is saved. I know that God has a life, and he's so full of mercy, and he will offer it to you and to me so readily. And so just don't be anxious. Don't worry about, will I make it? It's interesting how Jesus answered that question. Will only a few people be saved? His answer was, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Where'd that come from? What about a gate? No answer is given. So what do you and I automatically assume? The gate he's referring to is the kingdom of heaven. And so work hard, discipline yourself, and live a good life, and you'll make it. Well, the new gate, or the narrow gate, is not the kingdom of heaven. What Jesus is referring to now is, can you live here and now in such a way and be more concerned about bringing life here rather than life in heaven? Our responsibility as disciples of the Lord is to make this a better place, loving and serving others. In Luke's gospel, he talks about all of us are invited to participate in a journey of dying to your egotistical self and rising to the life of generosity and mercy and forgiveness of others. You and I are invited, Luke says, to follow the way and to live the life that Jesus lived, and to live like he did. He refers to it as a narrow gate. He calls it that because not everyone will choose that narrow gate. We like the easy way out, don't we? We don't want to squeeze through a narrow gate. We want it to be broad, wide open. We want the gate of self service, not the service of others. You and I want the gate of ease and comfort, not hardship. The gate of power and influence, not the gate of self-surrender. The gate that you and I naturally choose is a gate that will be about me, about my interests, not others. Not service, but looking to yourself. And Jesus invites us to a world that is, in a sense, upside down. Because what does society say? Take care about yourself. Be interested only in yourself, and then afterwards, care for others. But you're number one. But Jesus pursues us and welcomes us in this life to a very deep and personal relationship, which involves giving of ourselves, being generous, serving others, and showing them mercy. It's really that commandment to love one another. And love, by its very nature, calls us out of ourselves. That's what marriage is all about. That's what having children is all about. That is what family is about, giving of yourself to others. Love isn't about solidarity, not individualism. Love is about community, not aloneness. It's about sharing, not taking. It's about service, not self-interest. But we say that's hard. It's difficult to be always thinking of others and doing for others. Why can't someone do it for me? That isn't the plan of action for disciples. It's so easy to be caught in our own little world. But Jesus, in answer to that question, says, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Work hard. Give it all you got. Try. Give it your best. Live for others, care about them, show them love, mercy, forgiveness. Strive to be compassionate. Strive to forgive 70 times, 7 times, as the Father asked. Strive to seek first the kingdom of God. Strive to be among those to whom the Lord will say, I was hungry and you gave me food. To enter through the narrow gate is to follow Jesus. To love what Jesus loved. To live like Jesus lived. And those who are saved and will be saved are those who are busy about the things of God. Busy about mercy, about promoting justice, showing joy, truth, and compassion.